Ask mothers why babies are constantly picking things up from the floor and putting them in their mouths, and chances are they'll say that it's instinctive. That's how babies explore the world. Since all instinctive behaviors have an evolutionary advantage, or they would not have been retained for millions of years, chances are that this behavior has helped us survive as a species. And indeed, accumulating evidence strongly suggests that eating dirt is good for you. Researchers are concluding that organisms, like the millions of bacteria, viruses, and especially worms that enter the body along with the dirt, spur the development of a healthy immune system. Studies indicate that the eradication of many harmless intestinal worms in developed countries seems to explain why immune system disorders like type 1 diabetes, asthma, and allergies have risen significantly in the United States and other countries. When a child puts things in his mouth, it allows his immune response to explore his environment. Not only does this allow for practice of immune responses, which will be necessary for protection, but it also plays a critical role in teaching the immature immune response what is best ignored. One researcher advocates that children should be allowed to go bare feet in the dirt, play in the dirt, and not to have to wash their hands when they come in to eat. He points out that children who grow up on farms and are frequently exposed to worms and other organisms from farm animals are much less likely to develop allergies and autoimmune diseases. Also helpful, he said, is to let children have two dogs and a cat, which will expose them to intestinal worms that can promote a healthy immune system. Many hygiene researchers deplore the current fetish for the hundreds of antibacterial products that convey a false sense of security and may actually foster the development of antibiotic-resistant, disease-causing bacteria. Plain soap and water are all that are needed to become clean.